You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're focused on exclusivity on the show this week. One sector that's in the middle of a ton of change right now is healthcare. Insurance is vastly more accessible now than it was a few years ago, and things like telemedicine have also increased access. On the other hand, expensive services like concierge medicine are also booming. We spoke with Dr. Molly Coy, Chief Innovation Officer at UCLA Health, and I started by asking her whether she thinks healthcare is more or less exclusive now than it used to be.
I think healthcare today is far less exclusive than it was 5 years ago, and all the signs are that this is going to be an accelerating trend. Healthcare is much more accessible.
And yet, if you look at things like concierge services or even some of these sort of primary care doctors that charge maybe a $200 flat fee a year, which I wouldn't call kind of the high end of concierge, those businesses seem to be booming. What does that tell you about what people want?
I think that what that says is that the market is segmenting quite dramatically, and the proportion of people who can afford those services in our country is very small. It gets a lot of attention, but that doesn't constitute the bulk of the way care is being delivered. Most people are getting their care through a combination, increasingly, of mobile and digital means and traditional physician office visits, clinics, or emergency rooms.
You look at a lot of innovation. Where do you think mobile and digital healthcare is going in the next couple of years?
There's great evidence that consumers are really pushing this, that even the elderly, when they go home from a hospital stay, for example, are very pleased to have mobile devices that they can use to stay in close touch with their teams. And it's winding up preventing complications, keeping them from having to come to the emergency room or back into the hospital. So there are very few areas of healthcare where this doesn't offer an important part of the solution.
Does that ever worry you as a doctor that you can't, you know, put your hands on a patient if you're talking about telemedicine?
I don't think so, but you have to remember that for the last 30 or 40 years, lots of doctors took care of patients by telephone. Hmm. The patient would call and say, I have this kind of an ache or a pain, and if they live 20 miles or 40 miles away, the doctor felt quite comfortable usually saying either, it's really going to be okay, keep doing what you're doing, or I'm worried about this and I want you to come in. You can do that with the telehealth and telemedicine as well.
I read an interview you gave and you sort of said what was ailing the system was a failure to listen to patients. So how does that get incorporated into kind of the different ways that healthcare is changing as we move forward?
There actually is a very large movement in medicine now to listen to patients and to redesign the way we provide care by listening to what they really want and prefer. That's led to huge changes in the way we deliver care. So it really is a very big change in the way we provide care. It's not everywhere, but this approach is spreading.
We talk about inequality on this show a lot. And I guess when you think about healthcare system change, how big of a concern is economic inequality for you when you think about designing the healthcare system of the future?
Economic inequality is going to continue to be a real challenge because if you look at the data on the boomer population and their failure to save, we're going to have a lot of relatively poor seniors in the next couple of decades. But the great thing is that many aspects of the ACA currently, and if they're extended and improved, really can help to address that for healthcare. So not only it's access to insurance, but it's also to be able to get care that will be more effective so that you don't need as much medical care to stay healthy.
Who bears the cost of a lot of relatively poor seniors then?
The cost of relatively poor seniors will be a public cost largely because people who have not saved are not going to be able to afford to pay for a lot of the expensive medicines that are coming down the line now.
When you think about innovation in healthcare, what's the most important innovation right now?
I think the most important innovation right now is actually a whole series of innovations that meet consumers and patients where they are, that bring to their home and to them in the community the tools they need to monitor their health, to communicate with their physicians, and to manage their own health. And we see tremendous changes, and people's lives change because they're able to really manage their health.
Dr. Molly Coy is the Chief Innovation Officer at UCLA Health. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.